You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for our weekly visit with John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. John, it's always great to have you with us.
Always great to be here, Greg.
Let's start on the international stage this week and the Iranian elections last week. It was on Friday that we saw Mahmoud Ahmadinejad declared the reelected president of Iran, but many people believe the elections were rigged. Basically, the same percentages in precinct after precinct in key parts of the country make people think that the system was definitely fixed here. The Obama administration trying to take a hands-off approach, not say too much one way or the other. He's under fire to say a whole lot more in support of the demonstrators that think their votes didn't count. What do you make of all this?
Well, certainly this was the most talked of and asked about issue of the day at the White House press briefing today. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs made it clear that the administration does not want to determine who the leader of Iran or any country is, and that it would not take sides in the dispute right now. On the other hand, there was concern voiced for any who have suffered a loss of life or injury in the demonstrations that are the largest since the Ayatollah came to power and the Shah went into exile 30 years ago. It should be noted, Greg, that Mousavi is no saint. We are talking not about Mahatma Gandhi here or Nelson Mandela. He was a very hard-line prime minister 20 years ago who at one point ordered demonstrators to be fired upon, and he fully supports Iran developing nuclear weapons. His image as a reformer and the fact that he is not as outspoken as Ahmadinejad is what led to his support and the interest in him by the anti-Ahmadinejad factions around the world. At this point, the Expediency Council, the grand mullahs who call the shots in Iran, say that there will be a partial recount and they will look at charges of fraud. In the meantime, all that President Obama is going to do is what the rest of the world is doing, watching and waiting.
So this has very little to do about Mousavi and much more to do about the opportunity to actually invoke some real change in Iran.
Exactly. The fact that he's not Ahmadinejad has gotten people aroused, and I think the fact that a new face could come in is something that is appealing worldwide. Now, that said, no hard evidence has actually been produced of votes being stolen or not counted at this point. And when one realizes the Expediency Council, made up of clerics, will be doing the partial recount and finally certifying the election, one has to believe Ahmadinejad will still be in power when this is all over.
John, let's move to domestic politics now. And the health care debate definitely ratcheting up. President Obama making a major pitch to the American Medical Association this week. In reality, this all seems to be coming down to whether or not Congress will embrace the public option, also known by conservative critics as the single-payer option. They say it will lead to government takeover of health care. Those in support of it say it's just another option that should bring down health care costs for everyone. What's going to happen here?
34-member moderate Republicans in the House, the Tuesday group, are meeting with moderate Democrats, the so-called Blue Dogs, to discuss a compromise package. That said, the Tuesday group, that is the moderate Republicans, did come out in favor of privately owned insurance cooperatives, but so far they have not embraced the government-run public option, which Press Secretary Robert Gibbs just said is something the president very much wants to see, and he refused to take off the table. There you have it. The point of debate in this entire controversy about whether a new national health care plan will go on. My guess is that very much like the Clinton health care plan of 93, it is too complex to win massive support, and too many Democrats are going to be reluctant to vote for it because of single payer, the public option. My feeling is there will be no change when there's a vote that finally comes up for change.
John, another political scandal hitting Capitol Hill this week as Nevada Republican Senator John Ensign admits having an extramarital affair with a former campaign staffer whose husband worked on his Senate staff. He's already given up his Republican leadership position but says he will stay in the Senate. What kind of shockwaves are rolling through the Republican conference over this one?
Well, it certainly was a big shock to me and to all who've known John Ensign. Incidentally, I've known the current senator from Nevada since he was a freshman House member from the Silver State back in 1994. I found him to be a man of prayer, a solid conservative on all issues, and indeed has a job in the private sector that endeared him to many. He's a veterinarian. All of this was tremendously bad news and surprising news. Now, that said, it should be noted that John Ensign, as a House member, voted to impeach Bill Clinton in 1998 and most recently called for the resignation of then-Senator Larry Craig of Idaho, a Republican, when he was arrested in the men's room of an airport. Many are saying that he's a hypocrite and that he should resign his Senate seat, even though no secular crime has been committed. John Ensign did resign the number 4 Republican leadership position in the Senate hierarchy, but at week's end, he and his staff are making it clear he'll remain in the Senate till his term is up in 2012. My guess is, very much like a colleague who got in a similar imbroglio, Republican David Vitter of Louisiana, he'll be able to stay on.
Well, we'll see if he runs for re-election, but a 2012 presidential bid certainly seems out of the question. John,
close the momentum.
John, unfortunately, that is our last word for this week. Thanks, as always, for your time.
In an eventful week with a lot on the plates of newsmen everywhere, I'm John Gizzi on Capitol Hill.
John Gizzi is political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. This is Dateline Washington.